long as I live.
Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live.
The award-winning cabaret artists Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano are coming back to Baltimore tomorrow night around our house. That's always a cause for rejoicing for me and Linnell. It's been my great pleasure to present and work with Eric and Barbara on several occasions with the Baltimore Choral Arts Society. They'll be playing Germano's Piattini in Baltimore's Little Italy tomorrow, sharing their insightful and masterful take on the wonderful music of what's known as the Great American Songbook. They are a duo on stage and in life. Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano join me on the line for their home in New York. Good morning, you guys. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much. Hello. Good morning, Marilyn. Great to be coming back.
Good to have you with us. So, Eric, tell us about these two big awards that you guys have just won. A MAC award for Major Duo Artist, and then Barbara won an award for her CD, Busy Being Free. What's a MAC award, M-A-C?
Thanks so much. Yes, we won these 2 weeks ago. MAC is M-A-C, and it's Manhattan Association of Cabarets and Clubs, and it's kind of the highest award that the New York nightclub business bestows on comedy and music and jazz and what is known as cabaret, which is really nightclubs. And Germano's is a great nightclub in the Little Italy section of Baltimore. And we won for Major Duo, and then Barbara, and as you mentioned, this beautiful album, Busy Being Free, also won. You just heard a track from Barbara's previous album, which we'll be doing tomorrow night, a Harold Arlen tune.
Yeah, As Long As I Live, terrific. And so, Barbara, you guys are known for many things, including really terrifically imaginative programming. The show that you're going to do tomorrow night is called Evening Standard Time. What are you going to cull from the repertoire for this particular show?
Oh, Tom, Evening Standard Time. Isn't that a clever title? I thought that was kind of a clever title.
It is. Very clever. You get an A for cleverness.
Coming up with the clever titles, that's half the work. So in our show at Germano's, we've put together a really fun mix of things, everything from Joni Mitchell to Rodgers and Hammerstein and Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer and a little Billy Strayhorn as well. Just a really fun potpourri of some of what we think are the greatest songs in the American Standards songbook and some things that are a little left of center, too.
Yeah, and that's a fun thing. I mean, because the standard notion of what the American songbook is movies from, or, you know, movies and musicals from the 30s, 40s, that era. But you're expanding it, the very notion of what the American songbook is. I mean, Joni Mitchell, certainly one of the great Canadian songwriters of all time.
Right. Yes, because I really, and Eric, we believe that, you know, it's a living thing. I mean, this music was given to the world at a time, you know, when it was new. You know, jazz was created here in America, and it was brought to the rest of the world, and it is really one of the greatest exports that we've produced. But it really hasn't stopped either. I mean, in the music industry, you know, what really matters is when an American song breaks in Europe and breaks throughout the world and becomes a hit everywhere else. Well, that's, people want to hear these great American songs, and the singer-songwriter era, in my opinion, has a beautiful repertoire of material. And come on, let's face it, we're talking about, like, for instance, one of the Joni Mitchell songs that I'm doing, you know, she wrote in 1968, you know, so,
right.
I mean, we're not talking about 20 years ago. That song to us now is kind of like the standards that, you know, that our parents loved when they were growing up, you know,
right,
was to us when we were growing up. So it does keep building, and I think on this new record that I've put out, I do have this Joni Mitchell song called Cactus Tree, and the wonderful critic Will Friedwald made the observation that you can put a song like that up against Kern and up against Rodgers and Hammerstein, and it all sort of holds.
It does just fine, yeah. And Eric, let's talk a little bit about that, about the generation, you know, our parents' generation, who grew up on the Great American Songbook. That generation, you know, is passing. Tom Brokaw called them the greatest generation. But to judge by the amount of amazing new talent that is on the New York scene, I mean, it seems that the prospects for the future of cabaret music and the Great American Songbook are pretty good.
Oh, I definitely think so. And someone very clever did dub the songbook America's Classical Music, Jazz in the Songbook. I'm not sure that's what it sounds a little effete. You know, it's obviously these are the most accessible songs because everyone has fallen in love or fallen out of love, and they're so relatable, but which sometimes concert music is not to to many people, but it is this kind of thing that will always regenerate, I think. It's just important to Barbara and to me that it be presented in a, as Barbara said, living, fresh, fun way, not like a museum piece.
Yeah, because they're not museum pieces by any means, and
right.
Certainly a big part of what you do as an artist is the research behind all of these songs, whether they were written in 1968 or 1938. I mean, you really you make sure you know the backstory of these things.
But keep 90% of it to myself because I don't know how interesting it would all be. But it is fun when it's the personalities of the writers and the personalities of the people who introduce the songs, people like Fred Astaire and Frank Sinatra are very interesting people. And so when there's a fun anecdote, we love to tell it.
Well, we love to hear you play, and Linnell and I are certainly looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night at your Monos. Thanks to you both, and safe trip down. Okay, we'll
thank
talk
you so
you
much, Tom. So
all
great
right.
to be having.
Good to talk to you.
Two bright side lights are winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
A little clip from Barbara Fasano's latest CD, Busy Being Free. Barbara and her husband, Eric Comstock, will be presenting their cabaret show, Evening Standard Time, at Germano's Piattini in Little Italy tomorrow night. One show only. Dinner seating starts at 6, performance at 7:30. We've got information about tickets on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. Marilyn Morning's director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Lauren Ferguson is our intern. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Marilyn Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, more of our continuing conversations around the anniversary of the uprising that occurred after the death of Freddie Gray. Tricia Bishop of the editorial board of the Baltimore Sun follows up on the young African-American men who were arrested during the violence last April. The Muslim scholar Najiba Saeed talks about peacemaking between law enforcement and communities of color, and the Baltimore Tree Trust on rebuilding blighted neighborhoods one tree at a time. That's all coming up Monday morning on Marilyn Morning. I hope you can join us. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. If you're celebrating Passover tonight, Sameach Pesach. Have a great weekend.